With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The world is learning of the death this morning of Pope Francis. The Vatican says he passed away at 7:35 a.m. A passage from a Vatican statement reads, "He taught us to live the values of the gospel with faithfulness, courage, and universal love." Just yesterday, Francis greeted Easter Sunday crowds in St. Peter's Square, and he met with Vice President Vance. During his 12-year papacy, Francis also made a trip to the United States.
In so doing, he followed in the footsteps of his three predecessors. But it was Francis, the first elected pope from the Western Hemisphere, who became the first to address a joint session of the U.S. Congress at the invitation of then-House Speaker John Boehner. During that same trip, he addressed the U.N. General Assembly, as had Pope Benedict XVI, John Paul II twice, and Pope Paul VI. Also like Benedict, Pope Francis stopped at New York City's Ground Zero Memorial and Museum to remember those who died during the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, instead of Democratic policies, South Carolina Senator James Clyburn blaming the media for his party's plunging polling popularity.
Democrats have faced poor polling figures since the 2024 election, when they decisively lost in several key races and have yet to fall behind a clear party leader. The party has also received criticism over not having a clear message to counter President Donald Trump and Republicans. Clyburn pushed back on assertions that Democrats have not had a cohesive message on MSNBC's The Last Word on Friday. Clyburn said, "Well, I think the message coming from the Democratic Party is a good message. The problem we've got, I'll say, is that we have to depend on the media to deliver it." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 430 points. The Nasdaq futures off 274. This is SRN News. A new poll maps out LGBT affiliation in the U.S.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. District Judge Julia Kobach, who was appointed by President Biden, sided with the American Civil Liberties Union's motion for a preliminary injunction, which stays the action until a lawsuit over the issue plays out in the courts. This is SRN News. A fight in suburban Washington, D.C. heads to the Supreme Court. It focuses on the propriety of exposing young children to LGBTQ books.
Some Montgomery County, Maryland parents want to pull their children from kindergarten and elementary school classes that use books featuring LGBTQ characters. Parent Billy Mogus with Kids First.
Parents are not comfortable having their children exposed to these things at such an early age.
Parents argue public schools can't force kids to participate in instruction that violates their faith. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping the hour's lead story, Pope Francis has died. The Vatican says he passed away at 7:35 this morning. Just yesterday, the Pope greeted Easter Sunday crowds in St. Peter's Square. He also met with Vice President Vance. Pope Francis was 88 years old. More details, SRNNews.com.